Greeks vote in national elections, leftists expected to lose power. By AFP on July 7, 2019. AFP, Greek voters will cast their ballots on Sunday in the country's first national election of the post-bailout era. With leftist Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's Syriza party expected to be ousted by the conservative opposition. After nearly 5 years in power, Greece's longest-serving crisis premier, as well as the youngest in more than a century, is battling to overcome a 10-point deficit in opinion polls amid widespread dissatisfaction after years of high taxation. As a trio of new opinion polls predicted a clear victory for the conservative New Democracy Party, Tsipras has vowed that he can make the biggest comeback in modern Greek history. The Greek people must not only vote, they must avert a theft of their sacrifices. A great crime against future generations, the 44-year-old premier told a crowd in Athens on Friday. But the polls have consistently forecast that New Democracy headed by Kyriakos Mitsotakis, a former banker and scion of a leading Greek political family, will win an absolute majority in Sunday's legislative elections. According to the latest polls, New Democracy is expected to gain between 151 to 165 seats in the 300-seat parliament. Syriza, meanwhile, is forecast to fall from 144 seats to between 70 and 82. Tsipras called the snap election in June after losing both European and local elections to Mitsotakis's New Democracy in the space of 2 weeks. Greece's next PM? The man tipped to be Greece's next prime minister is a 51-year-old Harvard graduate and former McKinsey consultant with controversial civil service job cuts on his resume. Mitsotakis, who took over New Democracy 3 years ago, has pledged to create better jobs through growth, foreign investment and tax cuts, and to steamroll obstacles to business. Tsipras has accused Mitsotakis, who was part of a 2012 to 2014 crisis government, of disastrous mismanagement that brought hundreds of thousands of job losses and business failures. The Greek premier has also touted his party's track record in reducing unemployment and raising the minimum wage for the first time since 2012. His government also rolled out a batch of last-minute tax cuts in May. But the majority of the electorate seem unmoved. Tsipras has been widely criticized for campaigning as an anti-austerity crusader before eventually accepting a third EU bailout. Christos Miravlis, who cast his ballot for the once radical leftists in 2015, says many voters will be seeking to punish Syriza for betraying the Greek people with false promises. Voting in the heat. In May, fewer than 59% of registered voters cast ballots for European Parliament polls in the first round of local and regional elections. Participation fell below 42% for the second round a week later. With temperatures forecast to go as high as 39 degrees Celsius, 102 degrees Fahrenheit, on Sunday, all parties dread the impact the heat will have on turnout. Tomorrow it will be probably sunny. But there will be elections for sure. Come vote. New Democracy tweeted on Saturday. The front page of the Prototema newspaper on Saturday showed a cartoon of a man catching some summer sun on an inflatable mattress. Enjoy your vacations and let others decide if you will be able to go on vacation again, the front page joked. Syriza's number of seats in the next parliament is expected to depend on how many of the smaller parties secure at least 3% of the vote, the minimum required to enter parliament. Two new arrivals are the MERA 25 anti-austerity party of Tsipras's former maverick finance minister Yanis Varoufakis, and Greek Solution, a nationalist, pro-Russia party formed by former journalist and TV salesman Kyriakos Velopoulos. Polls show that each new party could win between 9 and 10 MPs. Greek Solution has been buoyed by backlash against Tsipras' controversial agreement with North Macedonia that ended a bitter 27-year dispute over the country's name. The fledgling party has also picked up voters from neo-Nazi party Golden Dawn, which is in steep decline amid an ongoing trial for the 2013 murder of an anti-fascist rapper, allegedly carried out with the knowledge of senior Golden Dawn members. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.